Dublin's Urban Park Scramble. Welcome to this Frugal Guide Dublin audio tour. I'm Corey Hansen, amateur tightwad travel writer, untrained audio guide editor, and author of The Frugal Guide Dublin. Today, we're exploring one of my favorite walks in the city, the Urban Park Scramble. This was the first walk I routed and wrote, because I feel strongly that if the weather is nice, an amble through Dublin's central parks is a must-do. If you have a copy of The Frugal Guide Dublin ebook, I suggest you follow along on the map at the beginning of the Urban Park Scramble chapter. The walking route is mapped out, and the stops on the walk are numbered for your convenience. If you don't have a portable e-reading device, make sure to have a hard copy map handy just in case you make a wrong turn. Detailed and free tourist maps from Visit Dublin are available from the Ask Us kiosk near the Fusiliers Arch at the beginning of the walk. The walk begins just outside the northern entrance of St. Stephen's Green, at the south end of Grafton Street. Let's get started. Dublin's Urban Park Scramble. Dublin is famous for pints, pubs, and parks. That's right, Dublin's green space is some of the best in Europe. Luckily, three of her finest parks are in the heart of city center, easily accessible with this walk. We will see the throngs at St. Stephen's Green, the secret solitude of Ivy Gardens, and the wealthy snobbery-turned-public playground in Merrion Square. About this walk. The total length is about 2.2 miles, that's 3.6 kilometers. This distance is just the direct route to all the stops on the map. If you choose to do additional meandering within the parks, and you should, adjust the distance accordingly. Allow about 1 hour 15 minutes to do this walk at a leisurely stroll. Of course, allow more time if you bring a picnic lunch and camp out on a quiet or noisy park bench. This walk is all outdoors, and Ireland is Ireland, so keep an eye on the weather. This route won't ever drift too far from Grafton Street and its shops and pubs, so if the weather turns ugly, you can duck indoors until things clear up. We will be exploring three parks with different histories and different vibes. Visits to each park can be as brief or as long as you care to make them. Optional pre-walk view. Before the walk begins, we will be conveniently near the main entrance to St. Stephen's Green Shopping Center. This urban mall has a parking ramp going all the way up to the roof. For a quick and free look at part of Dublin's skyline, head into the main shopping center entrance at the south end of Grafton Street. At the far end of the ground floor, near the entrance to Dunn's Stores, the elevators, or lifts, can take you nearly to the roof of the parking structure. Take the lift up to level 8, then the stairs to 9B, the roof. The best looks from the roof are to the north and to the west. Looking directly west, see the smooth rolling hills of the Dublin Mountains. These comparatively small peaks protect Dublin on the south and west sides from strong storms and marauding Celts. The latter hasn't been much of an issue in the past few centuries. To the northwest, see the steeples of Dublin and the white stone obelisk of the Wellington Monument in Phoenix Park, nearly 3 miles, that's 4.8 kilometers away. Looking directly north, the obvious metal pole of the Millennium Spire juts into the sky from O'Connell Street on the north side of the river. The steeple to the right of the spire is the Tourist Information Center on Suffolk Street. If you need a break or some help later on, they have free advice, free maps, free brochures, and free Wi-Fi. Next, we'll begin the walk itself. When walking between stops on the tour, listen to the directions and follow along on the map. Feel free to pause the audio guide between stops so you can take your time and enjoy the scenery. Restart the audio guide whenever you're ready. St. Stephen's Green, Northwest. We will begin our park tour at the Fusiliers Arch at the north corner of St. Stephen's Green. To get there, find the southern tip of Grafton Street. The arch is the most prominent sight on the square. Fight your way through the crowds watching the jugglers, stilt walkers, or breakdancers and enter through the arch. The Fusiliers Arch memorializes the Royal Dublin Fusiliers who fought and died in the Second Boer War of 1899 to 1902. What's a Fusilier? What's a Boer? That's what I thought, too. The Fusiliers were an elite regiment of British soldiers from Dublin. They went to South Africa to fight Dutch settlers over who had the right to colonize and exploit that unfortunate country. The arch lists the names of those who died in service of the British Crown, not a very popular sentiment in Ireland when it was built in 1907. It was damaged in the shootouts of the 1916 Easter Rising, but survived the subsequent destruction of British statues and memorials after Ireland's independence. Today, it's just a nice landmark used by tourists to direct each other around confusing Dublin. Enter the park through the arch and make your way to the pond. Follow the pond to your left and cross the footbridge. Feel free to pause the guide now as you fight your way through swans, ducks, pigeons, and other tourists. We'll resume on the other side of the footbridge. Walk around the flowers and fountains of the center of the park. Just to the left of the footbridge as you face it from the center is a semicircular garden of the blind, with uniquely scented plants at eye level labeled in written English and in Braille. Further along, just up the steps behind the gazebo, is the sheltered Yates Memorial Garden. This hideaway is perfect to escape from the general hustle and bustle of the park paths. An abstract bronze sculpture is dedicated to the Irish poet W.B. Yeats. Yes, that's Yeats, not Yeats. When you're ready, return to the central square and exit to the west spoke, the next path to the right as you face into the center. Don't worry if you exit the park somewhere between the corners. The west corner is easily identified by the Lewis streetcar cables and rails heading south, which is where we're going. Follow the train line across the busy divided road of Stephen's Green South. You'll now be on Harcourt Street. You'll pass Stokes Place on the left and Montague Street on the right before reaching Clonmel Street, where you'll take a left. At the end of this seemingly dead-end street is the entrance to Ivy Gardens. If you need to hear those directions again, rewind the audio guide about 30 seconds. If you've got it, pause the audio guide now as you walk to Ivy Gardens. We'll resume just inside the Clonmel Street entrance. The entrance to Ivy Gardens may not look like much to the casual visitor, but behind these walls is a secret oasis in the busy capital of Dublin. Ivy Gardens, like many of Dublin's urban parks, was once the private garden for one or more rich neighborhood residents. This park is almost invisible on all sides, surrounded by high walls, dead-end alleys, and fences overgrown with trees and vines. Proudly known as Dublin's Secret Garden, this park has a rather unspoiled feel. The park has a pleasurable mix of decorative styles and is rarely, if ever, crowded. Most visitors complete their Dublin visit without ever knowing that this gem sits just behind the big buildings on St. Stephen's Green. Enter the park through the gate on Clonmel Street. The large fields to your left may be set up with a stage for a summer concert or play. Head right to the Cascade, the large waterfall fountain facing a broad gravel boulevard. The fountain doesn't always run, but is beautiful even at rest. Tree ferns planted around the cascade provide the illusion of an exotic and tropical locale. Stroll out on the boulevard to the center of the park and check out the twin angel fountains facing each other across the expanse of grass, which may be dotted with sunbathers, business people eating lunch, and families with kids. Head back to the cascade and turn left, south, to the southern corner of the park. Take a contemplative stroll through the sundial maze. At the center of the maze, use the provided guide to take a stab at getting a time reading. When you're frustrated by the sun being covered by clouds, move on to the circular rose garden ringed by an iron fence. Whenever you're ready, move along to the exit at the southeast corner. Exit the park onto Hatch Street and turn left. At the first corner, turn left again to Earlsfort Terrace. Pause for a moment to admire the National Concert Hall. The National Concert Hall is Ireland's premier center for classical music. The building was once the central building of University College Dublin. In the mid-20th century, the university moved south of city center, and this building was renovated and converted to the concert hall it is today. In addition to hosting performers from all over the world, this is the home venue for Ireland's National Symphony Orchestra. Continue on past the concert hall to the next corner. We're back at St. Stephen's Green. Cross the street and re-enter the park, this time at the south entrance. Again, feel free to pause here. We will resume just inside the south gate at the fountain with the three statues. Be careful crossing that busy street. St. Stephen's Green, again. The Three Fates Fountain stands just inside the south entrance to St. Stephen's Green. These three ladies are the three fates of Greek myth who spun and tangled the threads of fate that bind people and events. Each of us had our own strand, and when our time on earth was up, snip! This particular statue was given to the people of Ireland by Germany after the Irish assisted German refugee families in the wake of World War II. Turn right at the fates and stay right as you make your way along the east edge of the park. At the east corner, find the famine memorial. Behind the memorial, around the rock pillars, is an exit. Just outside the exit is the Wolf Tone statue. As always, please don't hurry. Pause the audio guide as you stroll through the park. We'll resume at the statues of a very desperate-looking group of people. We'll check out this famine sculpture before heading out the small exit behind them to see Wolf Tone, the man with one hand on his chest. The famine memorial sculpture is one of several in Dublin. It commemorates the Great Famine of 1845 to 1852 and the starving, emaciated state of the desperate Irish people. The famine has a very deep meaning to the soul of modern Irish people, and its effects are still felt today. The country has only recently begun to approach pre-famine population, and the mass emigration event spread Irish influence and Irish DNA to the far corners of the world. Wolf Tone was an early Irish revolutionary and is considered the father of Irish republicanism. He was arrested for his participation in the 1798 Irish Rebellion and sentenced to death. Before his execution, he met a nasty end when he attempted suicide in his cell and died after 8 days of suffering. Touchingly, his statue today is usually a hangout for teenage hard cider drinkers catching a buzz and a smoke during lunch breaks at school. At Wolf Tone's Corner, cross the street and turn right, east, onto Marion Row, away from St. Stephen's Green. After about one half block, turn left onto Marion Street Upper. Walk past a row of Irish government buildings, including the Department of the Taoiseach, sometimes ironically called Taoiseach, Ireland's Prime Minister or Executive Branch. Going further, you'll pass the National Museum of Ireland Natural History. If you need a break, there are free toilets in the museum. The large obelisk monument further down is in the back garden of Leinster House, Ireland's House of Parliament. Across the street from the museum and parliament, you will see the green of Marion Square, our next park. To cross the street safely, continue up the same street to the corner of Clare Street and the crosswalk. This is the longest bit of non-park walking on this tour. Once again, from Wolf Tone, turn right onto Marion Row, then take a quick left on Marion Street Upper. Follow it past the government buildings to the crosswalk at the corner of Clare Street. Pause the audio guide now so you can safely navigate the busy streets. We will resume at the north corner of Marion Square Park. Marion Square. After the walk from St. Stephen's, we arrive at the north corner of Marion Square. Just inside the fence, you may be able to see Oscar Wilde. To get a better look at him, enter the park through the gate just to your right, Oscar's left, and follow the short path to his monument. Dublin's cheeky Victorian literary hero Oscar Wilde reclines on a rock in the corner of the park. Much of his writing poked a quiet finger at the hypocrisies and absurdities of the lives of the rich people of leisure in his society. He is most remembered for works like The Importance of Being Earnest and The Picture of Dorian Gray, and was a real charmer in his day. His flamboyant dress and clever wit were big hits. Sadly, he was eventually thrown in jail for being a homosexual, and he died young and in poverty. Today, the Irish recognize what a treasure he was, and the monument reflects his unique dress and his wry sense of irony. The statue gazes at his old family home at No. 1 Marion Square. Think of him the next time you say one of his most famous quotes, "True friends stab you in the front." Go down the path at Oscar's right along the north edge of the park. Skip the first path to the right and continue to the first four-way path intersection. Left will take you out of the park, but we're going right, into the central I-shaped garden. I should really put some hokey, faux Irish-sounding music in here right about now to entertain you as you walk, but, true to my frugal ways, I'm saving on music royalties and podcast hosting fees by letting you, sensible spender, do the pausing during walks. Not at the central garden yet? You know the drill by now. Give me a pause and we'll resume once you're out of the trees. Following the paths, emerge into the, hopefully, sunlit center of Marion Square. This large garden is ringed with benches and artfully arranged flower beds. Take a lap around to admire the flowers or the people spread out on the grass having lunch. Today's Marion Square Park was originally the private garden of the wealthy residents in the surrounding Georgian buildings. Residency in one of the buildings granted one access to this private garden. Nearby Fitzwilliam Square and its garden are still privately owned. Needless to say, we won't be going there. Thankfully, Marion Square Park is now operated by Dublin City Council as a tip-top urban park. Want in on a really Irish piece of trivia? In the Central Garden, find the bronze high-back chair. This memorial, titled The Joker's Chair, pays homage to late Irish actor Dermot Morgan, who created and starred in Ireland's favorite comedy television show, Father Ted. This sitcom was one of the first, and one of the only, Irish comedies that was actually, well, funny. Morgan died a tragically young death, but Father Ted lives on in reruns and collections. Even young Irish folks who weren't born when the show was on know their Ted trivia. For a good laugh, go into any local pub and ask whoever you find about their favorite Father Ted episodes. From the center of the park, head west back toward the government buildings you passed on the way in. The most direct path is the one perpendicular to the path by which you entered the center of Marion Square. But feel free to wander around this modestly sized park if you have time and energy. If you exit on the wrong street, go to a corner and check the street names. All of them are named Marion Square, compass direction. We need to be on Marion Square West for our final stop. One last time, go ahead and give me a pause as you wander to the west edge of the park. Our final stop is the pyramid just across the street from Leinster House. The pyramid on the western wall of Marion Square Park looking at Leinster House is the National Memorial. This pyramid houses an eternal flame in honor and memory of all Irish Defense Force soldiers who have died in the line of duty. The memorial is made of stone, steel, bronze, and glass. Each material represents a different branch of the Irish military. Four sentries stand guards around the tasteful memorial, and benches offer a chance for contemplative rest to finish our park's walk. Finishing the walk. The National Memorial is the last stop on our urban park scramble. From here, you have easy access to Dublin's fantastic free museum block. The Museum of Natural History is just to the left, south of Leinster House. The National Gallery of Ireland has an entrance on Clare Street, just north of Leinster House. The National Library and the can't-miss National Museum of Archaeology are one block to the west on Kildare Street. All of these museums are admission by donation and covered in the Southside Museum Row chapter of this book. The No. 29 Georgian House Museum is on Fitzwilliam Street, just south of the corner of Marion Square South and Marion Square East. It is decorated as the house of a wealthy Georgian family would have been. The museum and tour are not free, but may be worth a look for Georgian history fans. To return to the Grafton Street area, turn left, south, the same way you arrived from St. Stephen's. Turn right at Marion Row, the way you came, and follow St. Stephen's Green north back to the Fusiliers Arch and Grafton Street. To get to Trinity College and Temple Bar, turn right up Marion Square West and left on Clare Street. Clare Street will turn into Leinster Street South, then Nassau Street, all while skirting the iron fence of Trinity College. Molly Malone used to grace the busy bottom, north, end of Grafton Street, but now makes her long-term temporary home one block west in front of the fantastic Tourist Information Center on Suffolk Street. I hope you've enjoyed Dublin's Urban Park Scramble. If you haven't already, find much more about visiting Dublin on the cheap in my free ebook, The Frugal Guide Dublin. The book is available on Smashwords, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, and many other online ebook retailers. If you've used and enjoyed the book or the audio guides, why not leave a rating and review of the book on your preferred ebook distribution service? It only takes a minute, and your reviews help more people find and enjoy this free Dublin travel content. For updates about Corey Hansen and The Frugal Guide Dublin, like the book on Facebook at facebook.com/frugalguidedublin. Follow Corey on Twitter at HansonCorey1, that's HansonCorry, and the number 1. And visit us over at 5suitcases.com, that's FIVE suitcases.com. I'm Corey Hansen. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy the rest of your visit to Dublin. This audio guide and all Frugal Guide Dublin content is copyright 2014-2015 by Corey Hansen. This content remains the copyrighted property of the author and may not be redistributed to others for commercial or non-commercial purposes. If you enjoyed the book or the audio guide, please encourage others to download their own copy from their favorite authorized retailer. The Frugal Guide Dublin theme song adapted from the traditional Cockles and Muscles using Mario Paint Composer by Unfun Games.